It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Good morning. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. A little bit soupy out there this week. We had a ice box, and now somebody left the door open. And my meat's thawing out, man.
Don't go there.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was planning on doing an ice fishing camp in a couple weeks, and it looks like the long-term forecast is I might need a boat. But anyway, winter's still here. We're in the middle of it, and if you're not grilling, we'll come over and clip the corner of your man card. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, babe?
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it's crazy weather, but isn't it always?
Mm-hmm.
It's either too hot, too cold, just right, not right. Who knows? But we're going to go up north right now for this show, and we're going to head to the Yoop.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed right. I'm not sure why. I know why. Because I got a call from a buddy up there, and we had a long chat and catching up on what he's doing, and it just made me a little homesick for the western end of the UP.
Yeah.
But we're going to head all over the UP. We're not just going to stick to the west end because we're not prejudiced.
Right. Speaking of prejudice, I'm prejudiced about guys that don't grill in the winter. And a couple weekends ago, I went pheasant hunting over on the east side of the state, up in the Thumb. It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
I took the Tech grill with me. When I got back, there was a foot of snow in front of my grilling station, right? And the pool covers underneath it a little bit, so I can't really shovel because I don't want to hit that
mm-hmm.
when you can't see it. So I just set the grill on top of the table that it's normally hooked up with the gas and everything, and it's just been sitting there for a week and a half, and right. I haven't used it. But
now it's all washed up.
Right. Well, it's getting there, yeah. But so I'm going to tell you what I did. You had given me those grill grates before,
right?
Right. I took and put them on a pan with a little half-inch lip all the way around it, put two of them on there, and I grilled salmon in the oven. I put them in there at about 400 degrees and got them hot, and then I prepared my piece of salmon and laid it on those grill grates, and I got great grill marks on it, and just flipped it over and put my sauce on top, and it finished wonderfully, but I grilled in the oven because I wanted the grill marks on that.
You just didn't get any smoke.
That's correct. I didn't get any.
And some people don't need the smoke anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so there is a way to grill if you're it's too cold for you, but it's warming up now. So,
oh, boy. Here you're ridiculing the guys who won't grill, yeah. And then you come home.
I have to tell you. That's
that's a mea culpa.
Right. A little hypocritical. But anyway, hey, let's start off this UP show. We've got a guy that used to live in the UP. He's over in Saranac now, and he makes the pasties. His name is Tony Baumgartner. He's going to be coming up next.
Yeah. Let's talk to Tony now.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Tony.
How are we doing?
Well, we're doing a show all about the UP. And if we're going to talk about the UP, we have to consider pasties. And the only time I consider pasties these days is if I'm in your shop. So I want you to tell our vast and growing audience around the world, by the way, what you're doing over in the little town of Saranac, Michigan.
Well, one thing we're doing is we got a new slogan.
All right. What's that?
You know, I had on our cups and stuff we had made, you know, we had on their food for particular people, but this time when we had them made up, we put best pasties this side of the Atlantic Ocean on them. So
nice,
kind of clever. I think.
I'm watching a series on I don't know, Amazon or something about Cornwall, England.
Yeah.
Are you watching that? I can't.
No, I'm not. But I mean,
dark
that's
something.
Where it all began, as far as I know, with the past.
Yeah, yeah. But, beautiful country, and definitely a lot of closed down mines over there.
Yeah, I think they were. You know, they mined tin.
Yeah. Well, coal, they were looking maybe for copper all the time, but they ended up finding more tin.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
That's interesting.
How about you? What are you finding under your ground?
Night crawlers.
There we go.
Maybe a few bodies. So tell people where you're at.
We're down in Saranac. You know, just a small little village. We're nestled right off, off of Highway 21 between Ionia and Lowell, Michigan. We're probably about four and a half miles north of Highway 96 if you're coming in on the highway. So, yeah, it's, you know, from Grand Rapids, depending on what part of town you're in, 20, 30 minutes away, Lansing a little further. But, you know, our customers, it's amazing being that it's kind of a niche item here. We got customers that just come from everywhere, you know, from lower Michigan here, from the east side, the west side, pretty far north, down Kalamazoo come up, you know. So, I mean, it's, we probably cover at least, conservatively, you know, 50, 60-mile radius, I would think, you know.
Yes.
All for the pasty, hey?
Yeah. There you go.
Hey,
you
know, there's
it's closer than the bridge, as I tell people.
Right, yeah. So Tony, there may be a odd-out listener that doesn't know what a pasty is, so maybe you give us a little of that.
Oh, sure. You know, it's actually a pretty simple food. It's a crust that's primarily like a pie crust. It's not like bread dough that you have to raise. It's like a pie crust. And you roll that out, and then you fill it. We got four different types, but the most popular one you fill with we use ground chuck, and then potatoes are cubed up, rutabagas are cubed up. There's sweet onion in there, and that's all mixed with the spices, and then put into that sheeted out piece of dough and flipped over and kind of braided shut. And it looks like a, you know, like a giant, almost like a, like, you know, giant ravioli or you know, something big that's stuffed.
Yeah, it looks like a giant pierogi.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and the way I understand it is because there's so much mining in Cornwall, England, that the villagers' wives came up with this or somebody to where they could make these little pie things, and then they actually made tin pans that went together like a Boy Scout camping plate, and that would absolutely fit perfectly. So they'd make the pasties to fit those tins, and then they could slide that in their overalls. It must have had like a 45 pocket or something in it, and slide them down in their overalls so they didn't have to carry it. No matter where they're working, they had it with them. And it's so cold underground, that pasty's warm when you're eating it.
Yeah,
and you know, you hear stories about how they heated them up too, like with their candles on their helmets and various things. I've heard all kinds of stories, but the other thing about them too was where they folded them over and closed them shut and kind of braided that closed. It was pretty. There was a lot of dough in there, and that's where the miners held these things
with
their hands,
right?
Because their hands were dirty, so they were almost like a food with a handle on them that they could eat.
And then they'd feed that dirty piece of leftover crust to the rats that were always
It was super down there, you know. Yeah, it's okay.
I wonder if the rats used ketchup or gravy. Anyway,
gravy every time.
Yeah,
something wrong.
So Bob's a ketchup guy. I'm a gravy guy. I gotta know, doing what you do, which do you serve more of? Are there more gravy guys or more ketchup guys?
You know, that's only because where I'm located. But we definitely do more gravy. But if I was in the UP, I'd probably get hung if I had gravy in the shop.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah. As soon as you get west of Escanaba, you better be packing if you're going to be packing gravy.
Yeah. Every now and again, I hear people though from up there put gravy on them. It's kind of shocking. I just never heard of it. All my life up there, I ate them things, and I never once seen anybody put gravy on them. And when I was opening up here 15 years ago, people were saying, asking me if I was going to have gravy, and I said, well, I could, you know, but I had no idea what they wanted it for. But, yeah, they put a lot of gravy on them down here. But that's okay. If they like gravy, that's fine with me. You know, it don't matter.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up, buddy. But, by the way, you can add some Cholula to a half bottle of ketchup and shake it up, and you got a perfect pasty ketchup. So, Tony Baumgartner, Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty, downtown Saranac, right next to a great hardware store, by the way.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Cool sound, Saranac. A lot of neat stuff there.
Yeah, it is. You're making it better, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You guys have a great day.
All right.
You bet.
Coming up next, we're going to go to the UP and get in a sauna, hey? Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.